Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. This is our week. We're going to be a little extra obnoxious all week long. And I can't think of anybody to help us kick it off better than our good friend Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of so many books, important books, folks, on capitalism, on governing. Freedom Manifesto is one, Reviving America. Steve, have I got the Reviving America? Is that the new one?
That's the latest one.
Yep, that's it. So check those out, folks, at wherever books are sold. Steve, in 1917, your grandfather founded Forbes, and the Bolsheviks founded the Communist Party. Give us a little bit of a retrospective on that.
Well, with World War One, which is the greatest human-made disaster in history, people lost faith in democracy. They lost faith in the ethics of the West. And so you had the rise of communism, and from that you got fascism and then Nazism. A lot, by the way, of the extremism you see in Islamic extremism has its roots in Marxism.
Yes.
So that virus is still out there today. And what was amazing is that even though people who should have known better were moved to look at communism, and for many of them embraced it, despite depression, two world wars, tumult in the economy, turns out free market capitalism triumphed.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's about free people, whereas the other is oppression. Freedom versus oppression.
Well, there's another thing in there that I like to talk about, Steve. Another layer of freedom that I talk about, and that is liberty. Because see, what I say is freedom comes from God. The people in Russia and Cuba, they're free to walk around, but they don't have any liberty. Liberty is a contract you and I give to each other. And to me, what's beautiful about capitalism is, and that's what our founders did, they took freedom and built a level of liberty on top of it that's unprecedented in the world.
Well, that's right. And they recognized the underside of human nature, which is why they divided power, you know, checks and balances, and both on the federal level and the state and local level, so that you can have an effective government in terms of protecting people, but not oppressing people. And that's there's always a danger, especially these so-called independent regulatory agencies. You know, Congress passes 100, 200 laws a year. These guys spew out 3,000 to 4,000 a year.
Right.
That can crush you.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this question. We've all watched the 100-year movie of communism, and that movie is over. We know the ending. Why are we still having to sell it? Why are we still having to fight it? Why isn't it, why after 100 years, why isn't it totally debunked, denounced, renounced? What's going on?
Part of it, amazingly, is the power of words. Unlike Nazism, which was racial, and communism talks about equality, about helping people, about you know, a grand utopian world where, you know, you don't have any cares anymore and all the evils of the world go away. And so because they don't talk evil, there are a lot of people, especially in academia, who say, well, it can't be bad because they look at all the nice words they have around it.
But the thing is, you and I both know, and anybody who has a brain knows, that all of those ologies, whatever it might be, well, all those isms, communism, socialism, whatever, they don't have a job. They're not productive. They don't make anything. They only take things. And that's not against natural law, isn't it?
Yes, Margaret Thatcher put it well. Socialism works as long as you can spend other people's money.
Right. So anything, I mean, after 100 years, any policies, even a policy coming out of Washington that doesn't fund itself should be renounced.
Yeah. Yes, well,
I don't get to eat unless I work, right? That's a natural law.
You have to produce to get other people's products.
Right.
You know, that's very basic. But they just take it for granted that all the fruits grow on the tree, and all you have to do is pick the fruit, that it just somehow gets there.
And also victimology and all the different kinds of pitting one person against another. That's horrible politics, isn't it? We got to get away from that, don't we?
We do indeed, and it just poisons everything. And Americans are not envious. That's where I'm convinced.
That's right.
If we get a real economy again,
that's
people
right.
don't care if Bill Gates.
No small business owner, no small business owner ever begrudged a billionaire of their money. We want to be like that.
People want to know they have an opportunity to move ahead. Period.
Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing this week with me. Come back soon.
Well, thank you, and congratulations again, Jim.
Thanks. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.